MSDN Television. Nachrichten für Entwickler.
You know who you look like? Vic Gundotra. You have the same face, different. He doesn't have hair. Glasses.
Okay.
But like, holy, you're like Vic Gundotra. Vic Gundotra was on the team that started Channel 9.
Could I double him?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine talking to Vic Gundotra. What will you tell him?
That there's this guy in Germany that looks like you. And on that note, we'll conclude the interview. Thank you.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur 10. Ausgabe von MSDN TV, Nachrichten für Entwickler. Heute in dieser 10. Ausgabe gibt es natürlich wieder Fast Facts of the Week und ein spannendes Interview mit James Utzschneider. Das jedoch erst nach den Fast Facts, die jetzt kommen. Ab sofort ist die englische Version von Expression Studio 4 als Download erhältlich. Webdesigner und Entwickler können mit dem professionellen Toolpaket einfache dynamische Anwendungen gestalten. Erhältlich ist Expression Studio 4 in zwei Editionen, Expression Studio 4 Ultimate und Expression Studio 4 Web Professional. Die deutsche Version erscheint voraussichtlich Mitte Juli. Alle Kunden von Expression Studio 3 erhalten die neue Version als kostenloses Upgrade. Professional, Premium oder Ultimate? Welches Visual Studio brauchen Sie wirklich? Im Visual Studio News Blog von Microsoft ist jetzt eine kleine Entscheidungshilfe zu dieser Frage abrufbar. Welche Variante am besten zur eigenen Arbeitssituation passt, lässt sich mit Hilfe des Leitfadens leicht ermitteln. Neu im Microsoft Download Center ist ein deutschsprachiges Evaluierungshandbuch für SharePoint 2010. In diesem Leitfaden, den Sie kostenlos als PDF oder als XPS-Datei herunterladen können, erhalten Sie eine Übersicht über die Features und die Erweiterungsmöglichkeiten. Beschrieben werden auch die Entwicklertools für SharePoint 2010, die neuen Plattform-Features und die Verbesserungen bei der Bereitstellung von Lösungen. Im Download Center von Microsoft stehen ab sofort die Windows Azure Tools für Visual Studio 1.2 kostenlos zur Verfügung. Die Erweiterung für Visual Studio 2010 und Visual Studio 2008 unterstützt Entwickler bei der Erstellung von Anwendungen für Windows Azure. Neuerungen in Version 1.2 sind unter anderem ein Cloud Storage Explorer sowie IntelliTrace Support für Services, die in der Cloud laufen. Die beiden VSTO-Profis Mario Meyer-Huber und Lars Keller veranstalten am 15. Juni bei Microsoft in Unterschleißheim den Office Community Day. Die kostenlose Infoveranstaltung widmet sich der Entwicklung von Office Business Applikationen mit den Visual Studio Tools für Office, OpenXML und SharePoint. Jetzt bei mir im Interview James Utzschneider und James spricht auch wieder nur Englisch und deswegen werden wir auch dieses Interview wieder in Englisch führen. Ich hoffe, das ist kein Problem für euch. Für uns ist es nicht. James, do you speak German a little bit?
No.
Not at all? Did you understand a word from what
English.
I said?
Oh,
you do.
Yeah.
Once again, please.
I do not speak your language.
Okay, but you have German roots.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you like Germany still?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Your business of standards at Microsoft. Could you just tell us what your job is at Microsoft?
It's pretty simple and straightforward. I lead a team of sales and marketing people around the world, about 70 of them, whose job is to explain to customers and partners how Microsoft works with open source and open source standards and being able to build solutions for customers.
Okay, what do you tell developers?
We tell developers that Microsoft has great implementation of standards, and in doing so, it helps them build solutions that integrate Microsoft products with technologies from other vendors and other communities.
So, still talking about standards, who defines these standards? Is it Microsoft? Is it like consortiums? Or
yes.
Yes, answer is yes. Okay, well, just explain it.
Microsoft belongs to... We are formal members of about 150 standards organizations, and we participate in, we think, a little over 350 working groups within standards organizations. These standards groups range from ANSI to OASIS to something I think called the INC Project. And they're founded either by technology companies or customer companies or governments, and the whole purpose of them is to create standard ways for technologies to work with each other from different vendors so that customers can spend less money integrating things and more money producing solutions.
In former times, I won't talk about former times, but there still are people that state that Microsoft defines its own standards. What do you answer them?
I mean, people are entitled to their own opinions, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And if you just look at the breadth of our standard support across Windows, across Office, across our web properties, across our servers, the amount of effort Microsoft makes in getting our products to support standards, to publish the documentation and APIs for them, to do interoperability testing, it's easily over $500 million a year. And the proof is in the pudding. Just look at the standard support we have in the company, and you'll see that we're a good corporate citizen and we play by the rules. It only makes sense because if you have a product like Windows, which there are a billion Windows PCs in the world today, there's 4 million certified applications for Windows out there, there's something like over 250,000 devices that have been designed for Windows 7 in the last 8 months. The whole strength and breadth of our ecosystem is through standard interfaces, standard protocols that other companies can use to build products and services that either use our stuff or build on top of it. It's such an important strategy of ours, and it's been a strategy of the company's going back to when we were started.
Okay. Well, what something like HTML5? Any speciality about that? Any story you can tell?
Well, it's just an emerging standard that the IE19 has decided they're going to support in a very aggressive and big way for that technology when it ships later this year.
What decisions do you make regarding those standards we support or not?
I actually don't make any decisions around standards in my current job because I work in sales and marketing. So my job is to explain to customers and our field community about Microsoft's approach for working with open source and integrating with open source communities. But in former jobs, I worked in BGs, and I was involved in standard support and standards creation. So I've been around the track a few times.
Okay. Talking about something else, cloud computing and Windows Azure, which is, from my opinion, a great example for standards and for interoperability. Quite a difficult word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And are you involved in cloud computing?
We're all involved in it because it's the future of the company. I mean, okay. Come on, you're involved in it.
Yeah, right. That would be my next question. How will it change something out there? Will it begin a new era for web applications, software, or IT as such?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. Okay. What do you expect? What do you think will happen?
Well, if you look at some of the data and information coming out of, for instance, the server and tools team. I mean, Bob Muglia gave a speech a month ago in Las Vegas where he talked about how we're beginning to realize that our approach to cloud computing in Azure can have a 10 times cost saving, a 10 times improvement in being able to deploy applications, a 10 times reduction in the amount of money it costs to maintain large numbers of applications running out there. And the point of our moving to the cloud is to pass these savings along to customers. And from a standards perspective, what's cool about our approach is that with Windows Azure, we're making the investments so that the Eclipse IDE is a first-class citizen for building applications. You can build them with Java. You can build them with PHP. And not only just applications, but access to all of the different Azure services are available through well-formed web protocols and APIs, making it a cross-platform approach from a language perspective for building applications that can run in Microsoft's data centers.
Okay, great. Getting back to standards, can you imagine where we'll be in like 5 to 10 years?
With regards to standards, we'll be selling software and services that use standards to integrate with other companies' technologies.
Cloud computing, 5 to 10 years?
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm through. Are you? Do you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, James.
You're welcome. Few words, okay?
And I answer.
Yes.
Oh, we can do that. Great.
Okay.
ODF.
Just, ODF.
The ODF, Open Document File file Format. Open Document Format, I think. Well, I'm not touched for a long time.
USB.
Well, a great thing, but I like FireWire better.
SQL.
Great. I love it, and I love to state SQL SQL queries.
That was just so lame. Jason.
Jason, I know nobody of that name.
W3C.
Okay, that one's difficult. I think they are tough guys, and I have no real love for them.
XR4.
Those are more than five, isn't it? XR4, I have not heard about XR4. What's XR4?
I just made it up.
Oh, great, okay.
Okay, on that note, we're done.
Das war's mit MSDN TV Nachrichten für Entwickler für heute. Ich sage Dankeschön und bis zum nächsten Mal. So schaut Jan aus, wenn er wartet. Cortez hatte übrigens gerade einen Schluck auf. Es war total lustig. Frauen mit Schluck auf sind sowieso irgendwie niedlich. Ich habe eine Katze, die hat auch manchmal Schluck auf. Bei der hört man es aber nicht, bei der sieht man es bloß. Da zuckt dann das ganze Körperchen.
Wenn ich da gerade auslache, das ist Cortessa hinter der Kamera.
Mal sehen, ob sie das reinschneidet. Annabelle, ach Annabelle, du bist so herrlich intellektuell. Du bist so wunderbar negativ und so erfrischend destruktiv. Die heiße Schlacht am kalten Buffet, da zählt der Mann noch als Mann. Und Auge um Auge, Aspik um Gelee, hier zeigt sich, wer kämpfen kann. Hurra, hier zeigt sich, wer kämpfen kann. War schon. Mehr kann ich nicht. Ist Reinhard May. Das mache ich ja nur besser. Grönemeyer kann ich singen. Und der Mensch ist Mensch. Ich drehe schon seit Stunden hier so meine Runden. Mit zwei Kaffee und Kuchen komme ich zu dir. Oder so. Nee. Das war's mit MSDN TV für heute. Ich sage danke und auf Wiedersehen.